During his confirmation hearings, Defense Secretary nominee Leon Panetta told lawmakers that the days of booming growth and unlimited defense budgets are over. The Obama administration has crafted a proposal that trims $4 trillion from the deficit, and the defense comptroller says that the current federal deficit is unsustainable. Defense contracting expert Jim McAleese joins us now with what he believes this means for the future of defense spending. Mr. M., great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Amy.
All right. So give us the overall story of what you think is going to happen with defense budgets, because right now they're still up for this year and next year.
Understood. For your listeners, I would anticipate a focus on three issues this week. The first is I would be watching what Congress is going to do very carefully with respect to the current budget request, the 2012 budget request that DOD currently has on the Hill, number one. Number two, I would look carefully at some of the developments from Secretary Panetta's SASC hearing last Thursday. I felt that was particularly timely and particularly important. Number three, I would watch carefully developments at the White House this week with respect to the Afghanistan force structure review, because that decision is going to be coming up shortly. First things first, three big developments I would watch this week over at the Hill on the 2012 DOD budget request. Most people were fairly surprised about a week and a half ago when the House Appropriations Committee for Defense, what we refer to as HACD, implemented the majority of $9 billion in reductions to DOD's $553 billion 2012-based request. It wasn't surprising that DOD was not proposed to get all of the money. DOD will actually get about a 2% to 3% growth this year versus most other civilian agencies will actually have a 6 to 10% negative reduction in 2012 versus 2011. What was surprising is that this is the first time that the congressional staff, particularly the contractor support of HACD members and staff, allocated almost all of those cuts to the modernization accounts. And so when you go through the bill, which should become much more publicly open today, all of the plus-ups and the cuts, what you see is the congressional staff and the members took about $2.3 billion out of RDT&E, another $6.8 billion out of procurement. They even reduced the overseas contingency operation procurement as well. So that was a surprise. Key actions this week to watch. Tomorrow we'll see the full HAC, House Appropriations Committee, markup of the 2012 Defense Appropriations Bill. So we're going to see all of the numbers associated with each of the individual programs. Tomorrow we'll also see the beginning of the Senate Armed Services Committee, or the SASC, markups of their 2011 Defense Authorization Bill. Issues like, you know, don't ask, don't tell, force structure issues, your bigger policy issues. Very importantly, and I think very few people have noticed this, on Wednesday, the particularly important Senate Appropriations Committee for Defense, or SACD, the counterpart for HACD, but in the Senate side, will be having a particularly important hearing on the 2012 budget request. And this is where Secretary Gates and Chairman Mike Mullen will be expected to testify and hopefully try to be able to make sure that $9 billion cut to the 2012 budget request doesn't actually become bigger.
We are talking with Jim McAleese, the defense expert, and McAleese and Associates founder. So what does that tell you, that as we move forward, that they can expect not just belt tightening, but really strict standards when it comes to how they spend their money?
That's correct. I would expect two things. First of all, the Republican House is really has no choice but to target some modest reductions to defense spending as a reasonable approach as they significantly reduce the civilian spending for the rest of the federal government, number one. Number two, all eyes are on Secretary Gates as he's leaving the building and Secretary Panetta as he comes in as to how they're going to implement the $400 billion reduction from 2012 through 2023. Should be about a 10-year reduction. As you know, the services have submitted their next POM, the Program Objective Memorandum Request, to OSD, and that's going to be for 2013 through 2017. So the problem is the Congress has to get Secretary Panetta confirmed. Secretary Panetta has to come in. He has to take control and responsibility of the roles and missions review that Secretary Gates has already begun. That's going to happen here shortly. And then Secretary Panetta, when he takes control as of early January, is only going to have really about 2 to 3 months, July, August, and September, to really get control of the roles and missions review, which is going to allocate where those $400 billion cuts over a decade of time are going to occur. Secretary Gates has set four basic bins. This is particularly important. The first bin is going to be additional efficiencies. So the $100 billion worth of efficiencies we went through in 2012, expect to see a lot more of that. Second bin is going to be very, very challenging for both White House and Congress, and it's really going to be taking on some of the fast-growing internal costs, pension, health care, and military compensation in terms of trying to reduce those costs internally. The third thing will be to reduce marginal missions, and the fourth thing will really be to start looking at the force structure. Do we really need to have a force structure to support two mid-sized regional conflicts, obviously North Korea and Iran at the same time? And that probably will be focused on the Army and the Marines. So what I would expect, I'd watch carefully Secretary Gates. He's pushing hard to sustain strong defense resourcing. Secretary Panetta is going to come in. He's got to start making some strong decisions by about September of this year. Not going to give him a lot of time, because if he's going to start implementing cuts in the 2013 budget, he's got to start in basically September, October, November, and December, because that's the budget we're going to see come out that for 2013 fiscal year that'll come out next February.
And that fourth point about the size and strategy of the force structure, that's really where the rub is, because at one time, anyone who dared suggest that the United States would back off from being able to conduct a two-front war or two fronts at once and also have the three major nuclear deterrent capabilities that we maintain, it was heresy. And now that seems to be not quite the case. So where do you think we're headed strategically in the long term?
I can see that you've been paying attention, Tom. I can't speak for Secretary Panetta, but certainly watching Secretary Gates closely, he's basically saying, whatever we do, we cannot go back to the hollow force that we had during the after Vietnam. So in other words, Secretary Gates is clearly advocating reducing the force structure to free up resources for really the modernization accounts. And his fundamental premise is the president and Congress and the American people will have to understand that with a smaller budget, we will have a smaller military. But Secretary Gates' outgoing goal, and I think Secretary Panetta's incoming goal, is going to make sure that that force structure, even though it will be smaller, right, will be superbly equipped, superbly trained, and superbly lethal. It is a strong deterrent for all of our enemies, whether they're high-end peer competitors such as China or whether they're the lower-end irregular fights that we're currently seeing in both Iraq and Afghanistan. That brings us to the last point. We should be watching carefully this week and next week for the Afghanistan force structure review. Now, as best as I can tell, and this is important because it drives the overseas contingency operation, the OCO money. And as you've noticed, Tom and Amy, it collapsed from about $159 billion in 2011 down to $117 billion request here in 2012. Currently, all eyes are waiting for General Petraeus. He is expected to submit his request for the force structure to the White House, obviously to the Secretary and to the Chairman, and eventually to the White House here shortly. It is widely thought that there is a disagreement within the White House as to whether to have a large force reduction from Afghanistan, somewhere between about 15,000 to 30,000 troops. 30,000 would be the most, because that was the total size of the surge. We went from 70,000 up to 100,000 troops. It is widely thought that Secretary Gates, presumably Chairman Mullen, but particularly General Petraeus, and even Secretary Panetta incoming, realize how fragile and reversible the situation is in Afghanistan. So I would expect them to come in with a recommendation that we reduce the current Afghanistan force structure from about 100,000 here in 2011, probably downward by about 5,000 to 10,000 as we move forward here into 2012. And that big decision is going to be made here in July of 2011, and that's going to have a very important impact, particularly for a lot of the service contractors in the area, whether it's your Mantex, your Khakis, any of these technical services and professional contractors that are so critical to the war effort. That really is where the rubber meets the road as far as they're concerned. So, Tom and Amy, I would think those are probably the three big issues to watch this week. And I think all eyes are obviously on Congress this week, and certainly all eyes are going to be on what does General Petraeus think when he submits the force structure request here by the end of the week.